Yeah, I wanted to talk about some speech rehearsal techniques, how to and how to get ready with a presentation. And these are the kinds of things you can do to prepare for any kind of talk or conversation that you have with someone, or if you're trying to get set up some sort of appointment with a client or speech workshop. Just about anything we do is using, using our presentation skills or speaking skills, and you want to be able to present with presence and poise and power, and so I wanted to talk with you today about how to teach you how to rehearse your speech or your presentation or whatever it is that you want to say, so that you walk on the stage or you walk into the room with confidence, and you can deliver a world-class presentation, with consistency. And so you want to be able to maintain that confidence, so that just like we work with our athletes to maintain that confidence when you're speaking, you want to still have that, always have that frame of mind that you're going to totally knock them dead, kind of thing, and be able to have fun with the whole thing, because the number one fear people have is public speaking, and even I go out there and get nervous and scared each time if there's before giving a talk. But you want to be able to use that nervousness as your friend, use it as nervousness as your ally, rather than as your enemy. So I want to talk to you about some ways that you can really be a lot more confident and a lot. Just express yourself more clearly and be able to do it in a way that really makes an impact on people's lives. So I want to talk about why it's good to rehearse your speech. I mean, not necessarily memorize it, but you want to secondly be able to internalize your speech, so you have it inside you, the concepts, the basic concepts. And yet you can appear spontaneous while you're talking. So I want to talk about how to create powerful speech openings and closes, and then how to do a rehearsal kind of on your feet, because I think it's much more important to stand up and do and rehearse what you're going to say rather than just sitting down, because you have a lot more energy and you recreate the same situation as you'll have when you're speaking for a group of people. And then talk about safe places to rehearse beyond just your home. You know, you might be rehearsing for your spouse and your cat and your dog. That's a good place to start, at home or in front of your mirror. And then the next place, if there's some other places you can go after that that help to the next step before you get to your final audience. So let's first talk about why to rehearse your speech. You want to be able to identify the areas that you need to work on. You know, there might be certain spots of the speech that you really are confident in, or there's things that certain stories that you already know. And then there's other new parts that you don't know as well, or something that you're adding to it so that you don't feel quite as smooth with that part. So you want to identify the areas that you need to improve upon. And those are things that you can rehearse, practice more. And then there's things that will go wrong eventually in any speech. I mean, I've been given professional speeches for 20 years now, and all kinds of things can go wrong. PowerPoints don't work, or there's technical failures, or the lights go out, or stuff happens. Not as many people show up. All kinds of things can go wrong, and so you want to be able to internalize your presentation so that you make sure that you are not thrown off by the unexpected, or even if there is something unexpected, you can just keep going with what you're talking about, and everything will go very smoothly. So you want a consistent speaking With consistent speaking, you're going to get consistent results. So think about this. When you do these talks, like Amy was talking about, you know, giving these free presentations for various groups, and then they're resulting in, you know, getting speaking or getting, you know, paid classes that she's doing, and also getting clients from that. Duran's doing the same thing, I'm really proud of you guys. And it shows that when you do consistently good speeches, that you're going to get consistent results. You get more sales, you know, at the back of the room when people love what you talk about and really gain a lot of value from what you're delivering. Then they're going to be able to, they're going to, you know, pull out their wallets when it's the break time, and you'll get more repeat bookings. So if you're given a talk for an organization or a corporation, the chances are they'll invite you back, which is really nice because you don't have to do all that marketing again. You just show up the second time around. Better reviews. You'll get really great testimonials and reviews from people when you do those great talks. And one tip I forgot to mention before too, like for Duran, if you're giving your talk this weekend too, is if it's possible to do a two-part talk, you know, one part and then a break in the middle and then a second part afterward. If it's just you, one person speaking, then that works really well, because then people during the break in the middle, that's when they do a lot of buying your products at the table. So you want to try to, if you have, let's say, an hour and a half to talk, you know, break it up into 45 minutes and then a break, and then do, you know, a lot of your interacting with people at your table in the back during that time, and then again at the end. So you have two opportunities to market your products to people. That's a great idea. If there's several, I think, Dron, like if there's several people at your talk giving, you know, one after another, then it's good to have a break after each one so that they can have a chance to get your products then. So let me tell you a simple way to internalize your speech. First, you want to use the mini module system to create your speech that we talked about a few weeks ago. If you look in, there's a recording on that in the, if you click on schedule on the right-hand side of the members area, you'll see about a month ago I talked about the mini module system of giving a talk. And just to briefly review that, you want to be able to extend, or you want to be able to have little, think of your speech in little mini modules or little sections, so that you, if the time is cut short, you can say, okay, I can just take out this little module here, this piece, and not mess up your whole talk. You can, have these little sections, and it's easier to rehearse too. So you want to just deliver, be able to, then you can just preview your material spontaneously too, and you can switch around the modules as needed. You can use all these different parts, repurpose them, the mini modules, when you're like doing an interview with someone or with the media. You could share one or two of the mini modules in your interview. If you have you can speak at a club or organization that has a shorter speaker slot. All of those things. If you're invited to speak twice at a conference, you could deliver one short program here and another longer program and another, section of it. So if you think of these mini modules, you know, not just one canned speech, but think of little sections that you can put together, then you're a lot more flexible with what you can do. It's easier to rehearse and learn your content in these smaller blocks. And then if you want to turn your materials into an information product, then it's a natural progression once you've built it this way, because you can just take out the certain mini modules and use those as a product. And so these blocks, then they can be broken down into, the mini modules can be broken down into articles or sound bites or reports or chapters, all kinds of things. And so the components of a mini module system are things like, you have your opening at the very beginning, you have your closing at the very end, and then different things that you can add are like, 3 points, 3 tips, about a particular topic. You can have like your 3 points of wisdom and then, 3 examples underneath that. So different components could include an example. You could give a case study of someone that you worked with, a client study, which is great to show the value of your work. You could have a poster of some sort or a PowerPoint slide with several points on it, bullet points, and you can explain each one. That could be one of your components. You could have a video presentation with different points that you talk about with that video. Or you could have a checklist. That could be another component. Think of a checklist of different items that you have. And you could have a story. That's another great component. Each story or vignette with a principle attached to it. So you give your story and then, or set up the story, why it's important, and then tell your story and then give a principle afterward. Another component could be an exercise that everyone does, a mental training exercise, a visualization, or something that they write down. Another component could be a humorous story, a little humor, something that makes people laugh with a principle attached to that. That can be really powerful. It's good to have as many little humor points as you can. It really breaks things up. You know, if you think about Hollywood and how movies have scene changes, then think about how they you've got a certain scene, and then you've got usually that's what keeps people's interest, is you change the scene to something else. If you can duplicate that in some way in your talk, think about all these different things that you do. You give a point, and then you tell a story. Then maybe you do a video. Then maybe you do a checklist. Maybe you give a little humor. You know, those are like scene changes in like a Hollywood production. So you're keeping people's interest that way. And so you want to break down each of your each of those components that we just talked about, break them down into like 3 to 5 minute segments, and then become familiar with each of the components so you can deliver them like independently. So you could think about, okay, this module, and then if things are cut short or something, you could cut to another module. So you have that flexibility. And then you want to be able to so those are the components that we talked about before about a month ago that I was just reviewing. And now what I wanted to tell you about today is how to rehearse them, or how to internalize your speech so that you can give it over and over again, with a lot of power, and just being able to be ready anytime. If someone calls you for a talk, to give one tomorrow, if someone canceled on them, then you can go right in there and be ready with your talk. So here's a great way to do it. You want to choose one block for each day, or one mini module for each day that you practice. So let's say a 3 to 5 minute segment, or 3 to 7 minutes or so, a little section of your talk. It could be one story. It could be could be that checklist that you go over. A bullet list. It could be one point or principle that you want to talk about. So pick one of those for each day. Let's say your talk is 30 days out. I know for Duran you can't do this because yours is only a few days out. But you can still. It's funny when you've got a talk coming up. All of a sudden your rehearsal accelerates, and if you've got. Like 8 hours in a day, you could choose one block for each hour or something. And then you want to carry note cards with you throughout the day, or just some sort of, or you could have it on your, in your iPhone, your task list. Carry those notes with you about that block. And then you always have it with you. So you're thinking about it when you're getting ready in the morning, when you're showering, when you're dressing, you're eating breakfast, you're thinking about this one module. It's like, think about it like you're going to be in a movie, like Meryl Streep, being in The Iron Lady or something. I'm sure she was rehearsing her lines, months before that, and, rehearsing their script. The actors are always doing that, and you're doing it throughout the day. It's much better to have spaced practice than to try to cram it in all at once. So You know, you're thinking about it. And also, you know, if you have this talk coming up, if it's the very first one you've done, you don't have to think of it as being perfect, or it's not the final product. Think of it as a work in progress. So you're going to just do the best you can on this first one, and there'll be a lot of learning from it, and then you can improve it on the next one. So you just get as ready as you can for this first one. So you're thinking about if driving is a great time when I tend to rehearse little parts of the talk, or going out for a walk. I mean, you're doing that left-right motion, back and forth, left and right. That really helps with creative thinking and creative movement when you get your body moving and moving back and forth with a left, you know, left arm and left leg, alternating back and forth. In any sort of motion, even just standing in place and walking or going out for a run, anything that's a left-right motion helps to synchronize the left and right parts of the brain. So you think more creatively, and you'll find that you'll come up with even better, you can improve your speech as you're going. And you'll think, oh, this is a better way to say it. Or here's a great example I could put in there. Here's an illustration. And you'll come up with all kinds of creative things as you're walking, as you're going along. So you're continually improving your speech throughout the day. And you know, you make notes about that, of course, not while you're driving, but if you're, you know, after you finish your driving. And then you want to test and practice that phrasing for the individual parts. So, you know, you can test it out with other people too. You could, you know, go up to your friend or your spouse or your family members, or you know, when you're out for a run with someone, you know, just say, "Hey, let me tell you the story, and tell me what you think." And people will give you feedback, or say, you know, they might say, "That's the, you know, that doesn't sound good at all," or they might say, "Hey, that's a great story," or "Here's how you can improve it." So, you know, test it out with different people, but you always want to be saying it out loud. It's so much different than just reading it. If you're actually on your feet, ideally walking on your feet, walking and talking. I call it a walk and talk. I actually even, you know, because sometimes I'll be holding a microphone in front of a large group of people. I know this sounds kind of funny, but I'll be walking along carrying a water bottle, talking, you know, imagining that the water bottle is my microphone. So I'm walking along talking into this microphone, into the water bottle. People are looking at me saying, "What has she been smoking?" So, you know, it's a way that, but I want to be really, you know, if I'm going to be using a microphone, then just practice doing that. I don't care what other people are thinking. I just do whatever it takes to be successful. So you want to be walking, talking, and looking for those power words. You know, like we talk about the three P's: power words, power phrases. So look for those ways that you can put a few words together that really make a lot of sense, and that really are powerful. You know, just you might come up with phrases that just are just make you know, really make an impact on someone. If you have three or four words that come together for you, you know, like with Duran, you've got the performance playbook. That's a really great phrase, I think, that you can use, and you could use that throughout your talk, or refer to the title of your book or the title of your program throughout your talk as a power phrase, and then people start to remember that, and they start to associate you with your program, with your power phrases. So, think of things that you can say that are just a real quick, you know, one-liner that people will remember. And then you want to work on your stories. I mean, remember the key details and the characters, yourself or anyone else that was in it. You know, like my Iron Man story that you probably heard in module one of this program. There are, you know, each of you has your own stories with regard to, they could be athlete stories, it could be a story working with one of your clients, it could be a story where you know, just made a huge transition in your life, where you had a great learning point, Could be a short vignette, sometimes just a quick little story that takes just 1 minute to tell or something. Those are good, as well as having a signature story, like the Iron Man story that I tell is like a signature story. It could become your $1 million story. It's something that you, over your lifetime, that you tell many times during your talks, and you can earn, I call it that because you can potentially, you can earn $1 million just telling a great story. When you include that and that becomes your signature story that people hire you to tell, like they hire me to tell the Iron Man story along with, the Performing Edge techniques. And so you can, just work on those stories and keep note of them as things come up. I mean, just funny stuff happens to us every day. It's just, hilarious stuff. And if you keep a little record, a journal of those, a swipe file, like every time something comes up, just write it down on your computer or a piece of paper. And so you've always got these stories. And then you can develop them and tell the story over, for different people. And then you start to develop it along the way. So you always want to carry an additional note card, note cards for new insights and new phrases, new stories, new ideas, because they'll pop into your mind. So as new things come in, you'll keep track of those. And then what you want to do is you want to be able to work on those stories, work on all the different components of your talk, and just, little pieces throughout the day. Like I was saying, not the whole speech all at once, but just a little, think of divided into mini modules. And then you want to be able to, that's going to bring your speaking to a whole new level. You can, they always say words tell, but stories sell. And I think if you have those powerful stories, you'll be able to, maybe you've got a powerful story about how one of these, like the Performing Edge techniques, how someone used one of those in one of your sessions. If you tell that story, people really get into that. The last talk I gave for this women's group, I gave us an example of their goal for that particular group was those women wanted to get advanced to higher level positions in their corporations and in their jobs. And so I told a story of a woman that I worked with, and using the visualization and making her an MP3 file, I was able to, that this woman was able to visualize and a powerful time when she was at her absolute best. And then she did that. I made her this MP3, and based on her goals, her specific, I told her the whole process that I did to make that MP3 that's just customized just for her. And then I told her then the results that she was actually able to get her to get the job that she wanted 3 months early and get a 10% higher salary than she'd originally than her original goal. And that made all the women sit up on the edge of their chairs and ask me, well, how do I get one of those visualization MP3s? And so I didn't even have to sell my services. They were all just basically asking me for that. So then, right after that, I led into my offer and talked about how I, that I was going to make a way I decided to have a way for people to have access to this. And so I could make you each a custom MP3 file, and here's the package that I have. And then I would talk about that, with a MP3, include an MP3 and, the book and, kind of like Duran's doing with this talk coming up, and, a package of things, and there's a special price only for today. And so then you go right into your break, and then lots of people want to purchase that right afterward. So if you can tell a story, a powerful story with a client that had results using specific techniques that you have, and then go right into what you're offering them, what you're selling for them, it just makes a really nice, easy transition. So, I know we're a little bit over time here, but let me just talk about this one other quick part, and then we'll do a part two next time. Next time we'll meet on, April 12th. Yeah, April 12th will be the third or the second Thursday of the month. And I wanted to just tell you about how to what you want to do with your opening and your closing is to write out your opening and your closing word for word. I think it's better that way. You know, just something that you want to say. It could be very short. You know, something that's like 1 minute, maybe 150 words or so, and use use the mini module system that we talked about in the earlier session about a month ago that you can refer to in the Performing Edge members area there. And you can use a quote, your opening or closing. It could be a quote maybe from your book. It could be a quote from the the Performing Edge book. It could be one way to do it is to have a quote and then describe the quote, like describing the different things, reading a quote and then describing what does this mean to you, something that's really powerful. Yeah, it could be like lyrics from a song that you hear on the radio that are powerful to you. Or it could be a question. You could start your talk with sometimes I start with three questions, like with a group of marathoners, I'll say, okay, how many of you are doing your very first marathon? People raise their hand. And I'll say, how many of you will be doing your very last marathon? And people usually crack up, and a few people raise their hand. And then I say, how many of you are confident about the marathon that you're doing now? And then I get about half the people raising their hand, and I say, okay, I'll be talking to the other half of you then. So that's a way to get people laughing at the beginning. And also just when you ask people questions, it engages the audience right away. So questions are a great way to get you involved with them. So you want to just memorize exactly the rest of your talk. You can just internalize, have those concepts there, the basic notes and concepts. But the two parts that you want to memorize word for word are your opening and your closing. So you want to memorize it, take it with you. You can, practice it in the car kind of thing, anchor those, you have those blocks of text, and you can use a highlighter, and practice it, every day for timing and for your delivery and for your emphasis. So, you want to be able to have something really powerful that you say right at the beginning, and something powerful that you say at the end. Like I might say at the end, if you use these mind-body techniques and use the three P's, positive images, power words, and present focus, you will have everything you need to create your performing edge. And then I usually get, a standing ovation or people clap right after that. So it's a simple little summary of what I talked about in the presentation. That's an example of a close. So you want to just really be able to internalize it so that someone could wake you up in the middle of the night and you could give your speech, you could give your opening and your closing. It would be right there. And I think it just flows out from you like a waterfall. And that helps you to feel more confident too. When you come out, punching, you come out with something really strong and it's the beginning, then it's easy to go into your other points and you'll be very powerful, and you're going to go out there with poise. And if other things go during the rest of, if you have a powerful opening and closing, I think people will forgive the rest. If there's anything that goes on that isn't perfect, it's no big deal. They love you because you gave them something really powerful right from the beginning. So that's some of the information about. Let's see. I've got a few other points here, and I'm wondering we can do those next time. I want to talk about the how to conduct your standing rehearsal. One of the things you want to do is just be able to find a quiet place, and I think if you can just go out and you can record your presentation. This is something I've talked about before, is just taking a mini recorder, and since you have to practice it anyway, once you get all the parts together, if you just you can actually even just be in front of your computer and read the whole thing into an audio recorder. then you've got that on, you can create a CD out of that, make a few copies, and then you can put those in the back of the room and say at the end of your presentation, if you'd like a copy of this presentation, a recording that's available at the back of the room for this amount of money or as part of the package. So that it serves many purposes. You're able to practice your presentation and record it, and so repurpose it. You could use it and you could sell it at the back of the room, so make a good extra stream of income with that, and also have it for future. You can also sell it on your website and, you know, through Kindle and all kinds of other places too. So you've got something that's really powerful. And there's nothing like, you know, having to the deadline of a presentation to motivate you to, you know, to get this thing right and do a really good job. So use that motivation as a way to get yourself doing a really powerful presentation, and then create, why not create a product out of it as well? And it doesn't have to be perfect. When you're doing audio, you know, people forgive the ums and the ahs, and they understand and that a speech is, you know, a speech isn't perfect. It's just the more real you are, the more genuine, the more authentic you are, the better, actually. And if you make a few mistakes, you just laugh about it and you go on, and it's still a great presentation. So, and then safe places to rehearse beyond your home is you can just go to local clubs or organizations. You could go to a local, you know, just in front of a few friends. You could do a local chapter of association or local chamber of commerce. Those are audiences are real small there, and they usually need speakers. They often, like running groups, that sort of thing, they have, oftentimes they don't have any money to pay you, so they can't ask for a refund, right? And the speakers they usually have are pretty horrible, so you'll be a breath of fresh air with anything that you have to offer. So, yeah, those are some things I wanted to talk about with rehearsing your speech. We'll go over some more of that next time. And let me just open the lines here to, you know, get some feedback, see if you have more questions. Yeah, anyone have questions or things you'd like to add?
Nope, I'm good, and I have to run. I have a client coming, so thanks, everyone, and thanks, Joanne. I'll talk to you in April.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Anyone else have... anything you'd like to add or questions? Was that helpful for you? Any nuggets that you gained from that? I think everyone's probably on mute. So thank you, everyone, for coming. And I will talk to you, April 12th. And good luck with all your presentations coming up. I hope this is helpful, and I'll give you the replay and the notes from this will be in the members area. So thanks, everyone, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dr. Jarian.
Okay, thank you so much for coming, for your time today. All right, have a great day. Bye.